Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Timothy Head, who is the Executive Director of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Their website, by the way, is ffcoalition.com. And we're going to talk about the issue of Israel and standing with Israel. Specifically, they have created a petition, a Stand United petition, calling on the State Department to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, which was a promise that President Trump made when he was on the campaign trail. And I guess one of Obama's last acts as president has hurt America's relationship with Israel. So we'll focus on that right now. Timothy, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Okay. So tell us, first of all, about what former President Barack Obama did as one of his last acts related to Israel.
Well, obviously throughout the Middle East, we've got a lot of moving parts, and to touch one actually can set dominoes, kind of a ripple effect off on several others. So not even in the last days, but literally in the last hours of President Obama's tenure, he attempted to move about $220 million toward the Palestinian Authority for various kind of nation building and democracy building. It was kind of the auspice it was under, but moving over $200 million to the Palestinians on Friday morning of now President Trump's inauguration.
So on January 20th, just hours before President Trump was inaugurated, the President Obama moved or did tried to move $220 million or whatever for the Palestinian Authority. But let's put this in perspective, because I think people need to understand the Palestinian Authority. It isn't just about, you know, recognizing, you know, homeland for the Palestinian people. They believe that Israel does not have the right to exist. And in their own language, do they not say that we will push them to the sea? You know, in other words, so it's not as if there's some sort of peaceful coexistence. Can't we all get along here? It's a one-sided phenomenon. So describe that, if you would.
Well, in their international kind of outward-facing representations, the Palestinian Authority exists, to kind of help to establish a Palestinian, if you will, a permanent state. But inside-facing documents and kind of their mission statement, exactly what you just articulated. They speak openly about the desire to completely eliminate not only the nation state of modern Israel, but really the Jewish ethnicity as a whole. So this is exactly to your point. This isn't an effort toward coexistence and striking some sort of diplomatic balance. It really is existential to the Palestinian movement to eliminate Israel and Israelis.
Isn't that amazing? So when these politicians talk about the two-state solution, in effect, they're giving credence to the idea of the Palestinians wanting to literally have two states, because the Palestinians only want the one state, which is the Palestinian, but without the Jewish state. And I mean, it's almost like, well, we have to stop being naive and look at what they're actually saying, translations of what they're saying in their own language. In fact, Arafat co-won a Nobel Peace Prize in 1994. And yet he was saying one thing in English to the whole world, all peace and love and all that good stuff, kumbaya. And then in Arabic, he was saying, we'll drive them to the sea. We'll destroy them.
It really is. It's extraordinary. And to be blunt, I actually have lived overseas in earlier days of my life, and kind of the running joke across the country sometimes, or across the world sometimes, is, you know, that Americans are sort of infamously focused only on America and really unaware of global surroundings. Well, frankly, that's precisely what the propaganda of the Palestinians try to to kind of capitalize on is they'll say one thing, literally two different messages, one to an American audience and a second to a Middle Eastern Muslim audience.
Yeah. All right. Tell us about the goal or the idea of moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Well, a second, I guess, kind of recent, not only did we have the activity of the president, of former President Obama in the waning hours of his presidency, but also that was followed very quickly by action, very recent action in the last few weeks of the United Nations also sanctioning Israeli support or settlement throughout the city of Jerusalem. And so while the international diplomatic community recognizes Tel Aviv as the capital of Israel, Jews themselves obviously believe that Jerusalem not only currently is but forever has been the capital of Israel. And so we believe that a significant gesture toward modern Israel is for the United Nations or for the United States, which clearly is the world leader diplomatically and otherwise. If the United States were to recognize Jerusalem as the capital and move the United States embassy to Israel, I believe that within a couple of years, I think you see dozens of other global embassies also moved from Tel Aviv to Israel, which would again only give credence, more and more credence to the credibility and the longevity of Israel's sovereignty as it currently exists.
All right. You said forever that Jerusalem's been the capital. Obviously, that would be forever since the days of David, because he's
exactly.
The one who... Yeah.
We're talking about millennia.
That 3,000 years.
Jews through all of its iterations, of its geopolitical iterations, Jews have always identified Israel as its cultural, its religious, and also its governmental vortex, really.
All right, so let me ask you this. Since Israel is constantly having to be vigilant to, fight for even the right to exist, and, of course, speaking of President Obama, former President Obama, we've got this horrible Iranian deal where if they ever get nukes, they basically promised, hey, we'll finish the Holocaust. What Hitler started, we'll finish off here, which is a terrible, talk about an existential threat to Israel. But anyway, why, therefore, in the big scheme of things, when Israel's very existence is at risk, does it really matter about where the U.S. Embassy is, which city it's in, Tel Aviv or Jerusalem? Why does that matter?
I think that one of the there is a propensity back to the earlier piece of our conversation to approach this as an even-handed kind of debate or discussion between two equally valid entities, being a would-be Palestinian state in Israel, and even to have that approach, I think is a bit of a slight toward Israel itself. I mean, we actually do have a literal geopolitical state in Israel and a kind of hypothetical state, an aspirational state in the Palestinian Authority. And so by only recognize by the U.S. and other nations recognizing, not giving deference to the Israel's own preference of Jerusalem being its capital, there is sort of a global statement, an anti-statement being made, in essence, that we somewhat recognize Israel's sovereignty, but we don't recognize Israel's sovereignty even to define its own, capital. Moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, once again, is yet another endorsement of Israel's own autonomy, for the global superpower to sort of bless and sanction Israel's ability to define its own capital and to agree with its own capital it truly does resonate across the global diplomatic sphere, which is why when then candidate Trump would make statements like that, it would really cause such turmoil in the diplomatic community around the world. Like, you know, this is really a tremendous tectonic statement that he's making. It's not just you know, symbolic or kind of procedural.
Well, in the big picture of things, it would be rather, you know, a symbolic gesture, but a very pro-Israel statement is the bottom line. All right, let me ask you this. Where is, I forgot the name of the Jerusalem, Israeli parliament. What is it? The Knesset.
Knesset.
Okay. Knesset. Is that in Jerusalem or is that in Tel Aviv?
It's located in Jerusalem.
Oh. Okay.
So in essence, this is it likens to, you know, the United States actually having our own Congress in, you know, in Washington D.C. But whatever, France actually putting its the French embassy in New York City or in Milwaukee. Or
yeah.
In
okay.
Denver, because right. We believe that y'all really should recognize Denver as your capital.
Okay. So let me ask you this: are there any foreign embassies in the city of Jerusalem? I know you're trying to, you want to get the U.S. embassy to move there, and President Trump even promised that, or to, you know, to support that. Are there any embassies?
Currently the global diplomatic community is centered in Tel Aviv. So they have to travel. Even the Israeli Knesset has to travel to Tel Aviv or invite from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem in order to so there are consulates, you know, kind of outpost
yes.
offices that are still located in Jerusalem, but the official embassies themselves are Tel Aviv.
And why is that? It's the way it developed in 1948. You know, where I mean, when Israel was born as a modern nation, of course, they were surrounded and attacked by all these, you know, Arab nations and so forth. So it's sort of an accident of history, in a sense, that Tel Aviv is the international capital, but Jerusalem is the Jewish capital.
Well, Tel Aviv is kind of it's probably the most cosmopolitan. It's the largest city.
Yes,
and it's kind of the business or the industry capital, and I think that incidental to the kind of growth of trade, international trade throughout into Israel, I think that there was sort of a parallel development of you know, kind of business-centric interactions happening in Tel Aviv, and
that makes sense.
And frankly, then these geopolitics began to truly kind of take root in the 80s and 90s when more and more countries were establishing diplomatic relations.
I've been in both cities, and I would certainly say Tel Aviv is more cosmopolitan than Jerusalem is. If a person was inclined to go to a nightclub, they would find that more likely in Tel Aviv or better ones or whatever than they would in Jerusalem. In fact, I don't recall seeing anything like that in Jerusalem.
Right.
I mean, maybe there was, but I mean, I'm not inclined to go to those things anyway. But Tel Aviv is certainly cosmopolitan. But you've got this petition, and people can log on to ffcoalition.com and stand with Israel. Timothy Head, again, the executive director of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, thank you so much for being with us on Vocal Point.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Really appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye now.